Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSE Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. And I'm going to bring on board a new friend. And he is going to help with the show, and I'm going to have him on. And, you know, we try to reach out to those who, well, they're not necessarily, they don't necessarily follow everything that we think about in reality and exactly, but conservative values. And Don Carriker, he has a company called IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com. That's how you find him. It's IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com. And Don is a conservative. He's very active here in the state of Missouri. He's been married 30 years. I got a few years on him there, but I think I'm a little bit older than him, and that's okay, too. And two sons. His oldest works with him, with the USA Mortgage in Springfield, Missouri, and the youngest is a real estate agent in Springfield. Don has lived in Missouri for 30 years, pretty much all your life, huh? And he owns a 25-acre compound in an ICF house where he'll bunker down if the liberal zombies collapse this economy. We're going to welcome him today, and we're just going to kind of learn a little bit about him and his business, IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com. Don, welcome to CSE Talk Radio.
Good morning, Beth Ann. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fantastic. It's good to have you on board. It's good to introduce you to my listeners. I want to talk a little bit about who you are and what you do and let them get acquainted with you. We're all sitting around having a cup of coffee this morning, and we just need to kind of get familiar with one another. So I want to introduce you to my listeners. We had dinner here several weeks back, and Don was talking about his business and talking about his faith and his beliefs, and we talked about politics, we can't get away without talking about politics a little bit because it encompasses everything we do. I don't know if people that want to wear a mask and pretend it doesn't exist are the zombies. And we can't do that, and it isn't always easy to stand up for what's right, but it's always the right thing to stand up. And I'm not talking about right and left. I'm talking about correct, and not talking about right and left. So, tell us a little bit about your business, a little bit about yourself.
Well, thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it, and it was a great pleasure to meet you the other day in person. We had talked on the phone numerous times, but had never really seen each other, and I had heard about the radio show, and I've been on a radio show down here in Springfield for about 10 years or so. I think I'm the longest running advertiser down here on a radio station down here. Don't know if I can mention it or not, but it encompasses.
Well, you can once they put me on there.
There we go, and we're working on that.
Yeah,
get you down here, but I've been with basically talk radio for a while, and I used to be a school teacher. I don't know if you knew that, but I'm elementary certified in Missouri and taught for a few years.
Yeah, I found that interesting.
Banged my head up against that wall for about 2 years, and that's all it took to learn that it is not going to change. It's a terrible system, and it needs to be improved upon. You know, the teachers are kind of stuck in the middle, so I've been involved politically, about since Reagan. My first person that I got to elect when I turned 18 was Ronald Reagan. And at that time, my dad was a liberal. He was a crazy liberal working in the colleges. And, you know, I firmly believed in everything that Reagan, you know, talked about and said that we should be doing in our country. And I sure miss him. You know, Trump's not as well-polished as he is, and I wasn't a Trump supporter in the first place, but doggone it, he's made some good moves, and now if we can just get the rest of the party to do what they're supposed to do, and That's another thing that I'm involved in, is the MRA, the Missouri Republican Assembly, which is
Are you president of that right now?
Vice president, vice president, newly elected this year, put in that position to help grow the masses throughout Missouri, and it's something that we can talk about probably in depth here later on in the show. But I've been heavily involved in all sorts of things, heavily involved in my faith. Mm-hmm. People that are sitting back going, politics doesn't matter. You know, doggone it, it touches, like you said, every part of our life. What controls us more in our lives besides our faith than politics? Mm. And, you know, you have to be involved. If you're not involved, you're possibly part of the problem.
Just talking about one topic, health care. And look what's happened with that, how it has been government and into your personal life and crossing the line into your faith.
And your businesses,
you know, looking at Hobby Lobby and what they've had to go through with this, you know, and it's my belief, and I really do believe this, that there are a lot of registered Republicans and there's a lot of registered Democrats that neither one like what they see. They don't like what's going on. The problem is, we don't all understand what exactly is going on or what should be going on because we aren't familiar with our rights, with our Constitution, our Bill of Rights. We're not familiar with the history of where we came from and why we call ourselves a republic. It's like nails, fingernails on a chalkboard when I hear somebody claim that we're a democracy because we're not a democracy. We're a republic.
Amen.
But we're acting like a democracy.
And the media touts that so much.
The elected officials.
Democracy all the time. Our elected officials, our Republican elected officials go out there and say it's a democracy. It's like, really? Did you not read in high school? And now they don't even teach it anymore. It's sad what they're doing to indoctrinate our children. Mm-hmm. And so our families have to do that and make sure that they understand.
Absolutely. And, you know, you mentioned having been an elementary school teacher, I have daughter-in-laws that's what they do. And I hear some of the stories and the things that they can and cannot do and the hoops they have to jump through for this and for that. And it's just unreal what's going on in the public school system. And just pushing socialism and such everywhere. And they can't seem to get away from it. And like I said, politics is in every aspect of your life, every aspect, including your children. So if you don't like it anywhere else, you better start. If you don't think it's important anywhere else, it is important when it's your children.
Wouldn't it be neat if the people that are heavily involved in sports, I love football. I'm a Chiefs fan.
Oh, yeah, they won.
Since I was a kid.
I didn't watch it, but they won.
they do that at the beginning of the season. They come out strong, and then they just
fail. Don't burst my bubble. Don't burst my bubble.
I know. But if you imagine all the people that spend so much time on sports, if they would take just 20% of that energy and apply it to politics, our lives would change. The whole country would change drastically overnight. Mm-hmm. It's hard to get them excited about it because they elect people and then they go up there like our representatives and they go up there and they don't do a thing. They're in the hot tub enjoying life, feathering their own nest, thinking that by feathering their own nest, they're going to go ahead and survive when in reality they're not. If the whole country fails, I don't care what the senators do to feather their own nest, they're going to fail as well. And they need to realize that. That's what I'm involved with.
When that stuff they call hits the fan, it's going to hit them too. We're going into
it
a break. Don, hang on. We haven't even got to talk about I Want a Great Home Loan yet. We want to do that before we let you go today because I know you can't stay all hour. But your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And Don and Beth Ann will be right back.
Thank you.
You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. It's time to go back to school with Tupperware. That's right. Tupperware can help you get your student ready for school, whether it's kindergarten, elementary, high school, or off to college. The convenience of airtight, watertight containers can store just about anything you need to keep protected. School lunches, Eco water bottles, which are great if you're a walker, a jogger, or a biker, too. Soup mugs, cereal bowls, sandwich containers. Store those pens and pencils. Keep your makeup store, carrying soap and shower needs back and forth. Q-tips, cotton balls, containers for everything. Tupperware is versatile, efficient, affordable, and economical. Stow, go, store, stay. Keep your items neat, organized, safe, and dry. Tupperware is going back to school with you. Let Beth Mitchell be your Tupperware consultant. Remember, Tupperware stands by their lifetime guarantee. Contact Beth today at bethmitchell.my.tupperware.com or just give her a call at 573-690-4924. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth, and I'm visiting today with Don Carriker. He's with I Want a Great Home Loan, and you can visit his website by going to iwantagreathomeloan.com. You also have Facebook, and I think it's the same name, isn't it? I Want a Great Home Loan. And
yeah, it's really long to write down, but easy to remember.
It is easy to remember because everybody wants a great home loan.
Absolutely.
And Don, one way I think that America can try, and my tagline, if you've listened to very many of the shows yet, is bring America home. And I think one way to do that is to support conservative values, conservative businesses, to support them, those who run their business with conservative integrity, honesty, those kind of values, and putting their clients first. And I know you're a Missouri-based company, and I have a lot of Missouri listeners, and I'm hoping that they will step up to the plate here and start using you for their great home loans. Everybody has to have a home, and we want that to be taken care of. We want you to have the best home loan you can possibly have.
Absolutely. We've been in Missouri. My company, I don't own the company. I own the website, and I've been advertising that for a long, long time, since before I came to USA Mortgage. But USA Mortgage is based out of St. Louis, St. Louis company, and we are the number one purchase lender in the entire state of Missouri, bigger than Quicken, bigger than Bank of America, bigger than all these people you've heard of all over the nation, the big banks that are too big to fail. We're bigger than they are in Missouri. We do more loans than they do. And it's because we pay such close attention to our clients' needs and have the ability to do loans that you know, the banks pretty much don't want to do, or they don't choose to do, just because it might be a little bit more risky, or it might not fit their guidelines of what they want to sell. So that ability, coupled with the website, iwantagreathomeloan.com, you can go there. I won't know you're there. You don't have to log in. I'm an educator by trade. There's all sorts of neat videos on there to teach you about debt to income ratio and all that kind of thing. There's a funny section in there I call It's Not Rocket Science, to kind of learn about, you know, some of the intricacies of getting a loan. The stupid government has made it so hard for people to get home loans after the mortgage crisis that they created. You may not know this, but, or your listeners may not know this, but do you realize that the banks that were too big to fail back before the crisis are now larger than what they were before they were too big to fail because of the Dodd-Frank banking laws that went into effect? Thousands of mortgage companies closed after they enacted the Dodd-Frank laws. And by doing so, these banks got even larger. And now they control much of lending throughout the nation, and they have huge lobbying organizations that go to Washington and make it to where it favors them rather than favoring a mortgage bank like ourselves. So it's a little frustrating, and God willing, you know, with Trump in there, and, you know, maybe if Billy Long and Roy Blunt would get on the show and start getting the job done.
Get with the program, people.
In Congress. Exactly. We hired these folks for a purpose, didn't we?
You know, I like the way you say that. We hired them.
We definitely hired them.
Yes.
And we voted them in with the belief that they told us the truth. Well, the truth that they told us was, what was it? The wall was going to be built.
Hmm.
Well, nothing's happened.
No.
They told us that
Obamacare was going to be repealed.
Give us money. Yeah, give us money and we'll get abortion outlawed. They still don't do anything about that. They run Missouri. They run now the United States, and they're not getting their jobs done. So it's a little frustrating.
Well, you know, they may not be able to outlaw abortion, but we can stop putting government money into it. Taxpayer dollars should not be. It's very simple. You stop funding them. Why? No other company. Well, there may be some other companies. Mine doesn't. I'm sure yours doesn't get 40-some percent of their revenue from the general welfare of the taxpayer. You know.
No.
And it's
no, not a dime. Matter of fact, we have to spend millions just to keep up with their rules and regulations to stay compliant with a moving target. Yeah,
yeah.
We're punished as you know, businesses.
Absolutely.
So, but just if people are listening, I mean, I know people are listening out there. If they're listening and they're going, what can I do? You know, I'm just an individual living out on 40 acres or, you know, living on 100 acres. What can I do? You can make a phone call to your representatives and tell them to do their job. And if you can make time, and I don't say find time, but make time, because we're all busy. You're busy. I know how busy you are. You've got a life, you've got a show, you've got work that you're doing. I mean, I'm doing the same thing. You've got to make time to get involved. And the Missouri Republican Assembly is one way to do that. We're
and each state has that. Each state has their own. And let me do this.
Federation of Republicans.
Mm-hmm. Let me do this real quick for our listeners. And most of them have it because I give it periodically, but it's been a little while. Put this on speed dial. Tape this by your phone. This is the D.C. switchboard phone number.
Oh, I love you for doing that.
202-224-3121. That's 202-224-3121. Keep it there and wear them out. Just wear them out.
Absolutely.
They're wearing us down. It's time we wore them down.
Yes. Absolutely. And if they hear from us, they say that, I mean, you talk to your representatives, they're going to tell you one phone call they know equals 1,000 constituents that didn't call them. And, you know, if they get 1,000 phone calls, whether they like it or not, they're going to listen. And they're going to know, okay, it's time we get our job done. We really, Bethann, do you realize we only have about a year left?
Yeah.
Before the next election. And
isn't that crazy?
We could end up. How many people do you think are going to stay home because they're dissatisfied with what the Republican Party has done so far? It scares me. I think we really have 1 year left before the fall of our country, because if we lose to the Democrats because of the Republicans not doing their job. It's not going to be our fault that we've stayed home.
You know, the Republicans,
it's their fault.
Have in my, you know, the Democrats told us what they were going to do. They told us up front, we're not going to let Trump do anything. And they've done that. But they've only done that because the Republicans have allowed it. And the Republicans have put on their suits and they've put on their conservative faces. And they've told the people, this is what's it, you know, we can't, you know. And, you know, Mitch McConnell gets up there and says, well, you just don't understand. These things take time. And I want to tell him, you know, you're out of time. You are out of time. No, doesn't take it all. No, not at it. No.
They rushed in there in their agenda. One, can I give another idea?
Absolutely.
You're giving out the phone number. I get junk mail from the Republican Party all the time. Every single day I get junk mail. You know what's neat is a lot of it is self-addressed and stamped. They have the postmark on it with the return envelopes. Every single one of your listeners right now, if they are fed up with what's going on, they need to take those return envelopes that have the postage paid and seal them, and then write on the back of the envelope, not another dime until you do your job.
Amen.
And follow the platform. And
build the wall. Build the wall.
Single person. Yeah.
Defund Planned Parenthood.
So whatever your pet peeve is. Yeah, whatever your pet peeve is, use their money to get the message back to them that you're tired of them not doing their jobs. And that, sorry about getting on a rant, but that's, I'm very, you can tell.
No, I'm glad you got on a rant. I told you, you know, he said, well, I don't think people would want to listen to me for a whole show. And I said, oh, you haven't met my people yet. And I know how to get my guests riled up. I know how to pull your chain because you and I think alike.
Yes,
you and I think alike along the same lines. And we have the swamp is Congress, and Donald Trump cannot drain the swamp. We the people are the only ones who can drain that swamp. He can do little things, but he cannot officially drain that swamp. We've got to get rid of the Mitch McConnells. We've got to get rid of the Nancy Pelosi's. We've got to get rid of some of these others. The
Don McCain.
Don, yeah. And Lindsey Graham and some of these others.
Yep.
We're going to have to do, I know he's stepping up here right now to do something, but, you know, he's scared for his job. But
They need to be.
We need to put the fear in them. And let them know, maybe the president can't say, you're fired, but we can. Don?
Yeah.
We're out of time.
Oh, darn. Okay. That was quick.
I told you it would be. We're going to have to reevaluate this. Don has to go. But I want you to check out his website and his Facebook page, iwantagreathomeloan.com. Make conservative businesses a part of your life and your goal to prop up and bring America home. It's Don Carriker, but I want a great homeloan.com. Yes, go ahead, quickly.
You have a great day.
Thank you, Don.
It was a pleasure being on, and I look forward to being on again.
He'll be on in 2 weeks. We'll have him back on. We'll be right back. I have some news I want to bring to you when we come back. So stay tuned and write the number down, 877-895-5410, and we will be right back.
Going once, going twice, sold to the highest bidder. Has the U.S. been sold out by those we've trusted to guard, protect, and help this nation prosper? Selling U.S. out is a nonpartisan examination of the trade and economic policies that brought about the current economic crisis. It is receiving great reviews from Americans across the social and political spectrum. Beth is proud to call J.R. Martin a friend, and she's thrilled he's provided his book for you. CSC Talk Radio listeners, we speak about communism, socialism, but what about corporatism, greed? What did free trade accomplish? NAFTA? GATT? CAFTA? Lisa, why is American productivity and our own industries failing? Why are we losing American businesses and American jobs? J.R. Martin has generously made his book available so that Beth can offer it to you at a discounted price. Nearly 400 pages packed with powerful information and years of research. We have to know the truth in order to turn this mess around. Send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. That's selling U.S. out. $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to Beth at csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rule Book is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power. Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a four-week food supply for only $99. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free, 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm going to put out a couple of questions to you. Well, maybe one question. It might have several answers. What is it that you think, what promise, campaign promise, is there one that you believe is more important over the other that President Donald Trump made? Build the wall? Repeal Obamacare, defund Planned Parenthood, tax reform, make it simple, one little postcard, get her done, and lower taxes. What is it that you think is the most important? Planned Parenthood has, they get 40-some percent of their revenue from taxpayers' money, from tax dollars. And I have an article here, which I thought I had on top, and I had a different one on top, where a young girl was being taken to Planned Parenthood. She's 15 for an abortion. Now, in this particular case, they did, if you call it doing the right thing, they stepped up and did the right thing. But we know from having Lily on the air before, she went to Planned Parenthood. Oh, here it is. It was right in front of me. She went to Planned Parenthood pretending to be a 13-year-old with an older man to have an abortion. And they ignored the fact. And she went to different Planned Parenthood businesses, and she recorded these conversations. This man had been raping this teen for several years, and he took her to Planned Parenthood for an abortion. A Utah man has been charged with 12 counts of alleged rape of a teen he took to Planned Parenthood for an abortion in order to conceal his actions, according to the court documents. The unidentified Salt Lake City man, 34 years old, has been charged with raping his 15-year-old stepdaughter repeatedly over the past year. Court documents say that it started back in September of 2016. The man would message the girl via Facebook and tell her to meet him. He would instruct the teen to tell her mother that she was going to the library, and he would pick her up and take her to his home to have sex. And he hid what he was doing by threatening her, threatening to hurt the rest of her family if she told. Well, he got found out. He got found out. And hopefully the girl has been rescued from this situation. Planned Parenthood many times ignores these things. Many times. Now, it says in this article that Utah, not every state, but Utah law requires a biological parent or guardian sign off on abortions for minors. And when the centers denied him, the teen said he gave her a drink to induce the miscarriage. And that's when the mother found the drink, and she suspected that her daughter had been raped. She did not suspect by whom. And so as he tries to cover up his crime, he gets found out. And the young girl herself is rescued from, it's nothing less than sex slavery. Nothing less. Planned Parenthood needs to be defunded. It needs to be defunded. Now this is kind of ironic, but it's still very sad. It really is sad. But Pelosi had to deal with some angry demonstrators regarding DACA. Regarding DACA. Again, the question to you is, what campaign promise is most important to you that you would like to see the president keep or that you're upset with that he hasn't kept? 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. Well, this is a group of undocumented protesters. They are the Dreamers. And they're angry with Pelosi because she met with Donald Trump, and they kind of feel like they're being dealt a raw deal here. And they're chanting, "We undocumented youth demand a clean bill. We undocumented youth demand that you do not sell out our community and our values. We undocumented youth will not be bargaining chips for Trump." They wouldn't let Nancy Pelosi talk. They just kept screaming and chanting over her together. They want and demand everything. They want and demand things, and they are not grateful for what we have done thus far for them, keeping them in this country. We're going to go to Roger in New Mexico. I think he's got a burr under his saddle. Roger, how are you today?
Just fine, Ben. Great show. I wanted to say something about the wall. I'm an engineer. I guess people don't understand how things work. You start with the proposals, and you don't just jump in and start building a wall. And guess what? They're coming up with a tremendously good design. Something that I've touted. They're building it. They're building proof of concepts. They're building double walls, and they're going to be like 150 feet wide. Do you remember the Berlin Wall, how there was like a space? There were actually two walls in Berlin. That's why it was effective.
Yes.
If people couldn't get across, that 25-foot ladder wouldn't work. You'd have to have two 25-foot ladders. The other thing is by the 150-foot space between the two walls, you'd be shot by the Berlin. That won't happen here, but we can identify people trying to go from one side to the other. There are several proposals. One of the proposals I've seen shows that on the American side, the wall is solid, but on the Mexican side, it's translucent. You can see through it. You see what's going on the other side. But there's another factor, and nobody's talked about this. If Trump, you know, he's capable of doing all kinds of things. If he threatens to fill the 150-foot space with radioactive waste so nobody crosses above or below and lives to tell about it, and I've touted this one.
Yeah, I've heard you say that. I haven't heard him say that, but...
Well, he hasn't said it yet, but I think it's going to come down to that, because you know what? The Mexican drug cartels will stumble all over themselves to pay for a wall that doesn't have radioactive waste.
You know, he did mention one time several months back about a wall that would be an energy wall, a solar wall. And that kind of intrigued me, where it would actually do some good. It would end up paying for itself.
There you go. That's how you do a major project. You have bring in all the proposals, mm-hmm. you know, from people who know what they're doing, and you get a number. Mm-hmm. Then you have a design review, and you take all the best features of every proposal, and you combine them into one final.
And
one.
You know, and I know we're not going to have a solid wall going through the whole border, but it's going to be interesting. So you still think build the wall is something that needs to be done?
It's a process, yes. Okay. Somebody's got to make a statement.
Okay, we're going into a break. I appreciate the call, Roger. The question out there is, what campaign promise is most important to you that President Donald Trump made that you're concerned it might not be fulfilled? 877-895-5410, and we will be right back.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from legal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property. property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. Galaxy Press brings you a world of fiction and imagination. From the time when the West was wild and cowboys worked hard and battled for property and honor as they rode for the brand, the Western series are family-friendly Western stories. Will the good guys win? If you'd rather travel in space and ahead in time, your imagination will know no bounds with intergalactical drama, Battlefield Earth, an award-winning science fiction book. Mankind has to battle its way back from near extinction. Galaxy Press, publishing the forgotten fiction books, pure entertainment. By L. Ron Hubbard. L. Ron Hubbard, best known as a fiction author, Galaxy Press has made available his Western series as well as Battlefield Earth, Earth Before Star Wars. Escape today's politics. Enjoy audiobooks or sit down with pages in hand, far away from the day's toils and life's chaos. Visit galaxypress.com and order any or all of the Western series or visit battlefieldearth.com. Mankind fighting his way back from extinction. Galaxypress.com. Return to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We are in the final segment of today's show. And the question I threw out there is, what campaign promise is most important to you that you're afraid that Donald Trump has not fulfilled, or maybe he already has fulfilled it? 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. I'm going to finish up with this Nancy Pelosi. They created this monster. They created this monster by promising these people amnesty, by promising them the world after they broke the law. And I know that some of them were small children when they came and they were forced to come, or they were carried over to this nation with parents. That doesn't make them any less illegal. That just makes they weren't the ones committing the crime or responsible for the crime at that time. We have been very generous. And instead of being thankful and grateful for what this nation has done for them, because I'll guarantee you, if we did the same thing going the other direction in any nation, we would not be treated so kindly. So they're chanting and demanding, we undocumented youth demand this, we undocumented youth demand that. We the people need to wake up. When will our youth be considered in government policies? I raised five, and we had trouble scraping by a lot of times. And when my oldest went to college, we couldn't even get a Pell Grant. We could not get a Pell Grant. This isn't set up right. It just isn't set up correctly. And we need to take care of what's going on. Now, I want to remember those here because Hurricane Maria has really gotten, she's at a Category 5 now. And they expect Hurricane Maria to hit the Caribbeans. It'll be the second time they've been hit. It's going to hit the U.S. Virgin Islands and Puerto Rico today. Today is Tuesday. It's going to be a mess again for these people. They're already, many of them are without homes and without shelter. So let's remember these in prayer as the storm comes raging through another Category 5. Well, I ask you the question as to what is your preferred, what campaign promise of President Donald Trump's was your favorite, so to speak? Well, Ann Coulter is, she's going to hold his feet to the fire. She's holding his feet to the fire, and she says, build that wall. Deal with DACA later. Build the wall now. And I agree with her. Of course, she wants to impeach him if he doesn't. But I agree with her that let's not make the deals until we get what we want, because that happened before with President Ronald Reagan. We have Gary from Missouri. Gary, how are you today?
Hi, Beth Ann. I'm doing fine, Beth Ann.
Good.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I feel the wall is most important right now. I know there's other things that should be taken care of, but the wall is most important, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay. I don't disagree with you. You know, he's speaking and meeting. We have the big UN thing going on this week, and it's going to be interesting to see what happens there. Don't you agree?
I agree. Yes.
It's interesting watching all of this unfold. But we, the people, we've got to stay active, and we've got to stay on top of this. And just like Ann Coulter, we got to hold their feet to the fire, not just the president, but all the elected officials.
Thank you, Beth Ann.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Gary. Appreciate it very much.
Uh-huh. Bye.
Donald Trump got in a lot of trouble here several months ago, because he talked about how they had wiretapped. Oh, and everybody went ballistic. Oh, he's just not telling the truth. Oh, he's making this up. Well, it comes out that they did have it wiretapped. They had Trump Tower wiretapped, and they had Paul Manafort wiretapped. So this is going to be interesting. But you don't see anybody saying, and now I just read the title where they said that he had part of that, that Trump had a part in that. So who knows? I don't believe he did. But I also don't think he was lying. You know, they say nothing happens in politics by accident. Nothing happens by accident. Everything has some kind of a design or a plan. It doesn't mean sometimes the things don't take a turn, but nothing happens by accident. I'm going to save this for tomorrow. This is about climate change. And guess what? Some of their figures were wrong. So we're going to look at that tomorrow, because I want to really talk about it in depth. I will mention casually right now that we have, you had the Emmys. I didn't watch them. I never watch award shows, not even the country award shows, country music. I don't watch any of them. But they bragged about the Emmys. They were wearing blue ribbons. They were wearing blue ribbons to support the ACLU, who's fighting Donald Trump's immigration agenda. Immigration agenda. Hollywood does never read any laws. I know they get the Miranda rights read to them a few times, because they all get arrested here and there for their drunkenness and their everything. If there's anybody I would not take life advice from, it's Hollywood. I have the Red Ribbon campaign to remember the aborted babies. Hollywood doesn't do that. Hollywood is going to support the ACLU because they are fighting Donald Trump, who they seem to absolutely hate. Absolutely hate. Now, I have a question for President Donald Trump. I'm certain he's too busy to be listening to me today, but I'm trying to figure out why he is supporting Senator Strange in the Alabama runoff over Judge Roy Moore. Why are you doing this, President? I want to know a reason. And this has kind of got my goat just a little bit. If we're going to drain the swamp, quit supporting those who have been in the swamp. You're not rescuing them, that's for certain. There's so much in our lives right now. And as we said early in the show, politics, you can ignore it. You can be the proverbial ostrich with your head in the sand, but it's not going to stop. All the policies and politics and legislation and the garbage that they do in D.C. or in your state from affecting your lives. You need to take control of your life. You need to take control of what's going on in your community locally, your state. And write that D.C. switchboard number down and wear them down. Because we the people are the only ones who can drain the swamp and bring America home. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
CSE Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSE Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSE Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to Beth at csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSE Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csetalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.